The Trump administration has made an issue of the question of drugs. Here's an irony. They're talking about wanting to stop drugs, and yet they just gave a pardon to Juan Orlando yes. Hernandez, the former president of Honduras, who actually was involved in drug trafficking, was convicted in a U.S. court, not by Biden, but by a jury that was selected, a federal jury that found him guilty of trafficking 400 pounds of cocaine into the U.S. That actually said, if I remember right, the quote, "I want to stuff cocaine up the Americans, the gringos' nose." I think that was the actual use of the term. So again, the narrative shifted when Trump gets into office the second term and wants to reapply maximum pressure on Venezuela. And the context becomes, it's part of the war on drugs. Yet there's no money for public health in the U.S. There's no money for addiction. There's no money for the things that might actually prevent drugs from having a market in the U.S. And never address the question of addiction in the U.S. or why people are using fentanyl or why they're using methamphetamines or why they're using cocaine. That's the reality. As long as there's a market in the U.S. and the U.S. is the largest market for illegal drugs in the world, there will be someone to supply it, whether it's Colombians or whether it's somebody else or whether it's Americans. Because we tend to think of cartels only in Latin America. What happens when those drugs cross the border? Someone is trafficking them. Someone is moving them. Someone is delivering them. There are cartels in the U.S.